It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The contraction of the word of to O apostrophe is considered highly informal, but the phrase o'clock is somehow different.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Anne.
Hello.
I use o'clock all the time, of course, because I'm letting people know what time it is.
And it's a useful way to do that.
Is it common? Do we still use it in general language, though?
We do still use o'clock a lot. But interestingly, it does appear to be on the decline. And what's on the rise instead is a.m. and p.m.
Do people know what a.m. and p.m. really means?
I would guess not everybody does. They are shortenings of Latin phrases. So p.m. post meridium. It comes into English in 1666, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. So post meridium after midday. And then a.m. is anti-meridium.
When did we start using o'clock?
The first citation in the OED is 1419. And the expression o'clock comes from of clock, as in according to the clock. Now, what I learned as I did some research on o'clock is that there were questions we could ask about the time that I think no longer sound at all idiomatic to us. In earlier times, instead of saying what is the time, you could say what is o'clock? Or you could say what o'clock is it?
I'm going to start doing that. I like the way that sounds.
And then if you wanted to tell someone, then you would say, I'm going to find what o'clock it is.
That works. You should do that on an invitation. What o'clock will that be? So I also have this thing about people who say 3 p.m. this afternoon. Well, it's not going to be 3 p.m. this morning. Where did we get that redundancy?
We have a lot of redundancy in language, especially when we're speaking informally. One could say, in case you miss the p.m., I'm also going to say in the afternoon, so there won't be any confusion. As I think about this, it does raise a question of if you say something like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., is that in the afternoon or is that in the evening?
Well, that's a really good question because that changes for me. It depends on what time of year it is. 5 p.m. on a summer afternoon is afternoon, but 5 p.m. in the winter, it's evening.
Right, because it's pitch dark and it's time for bed. I think my line for afternoon is right around 5 o'clock.
Gin o'clock is what some people call it.
And I checked a couple of dictionaries, and they often, when they're trying to define afternoon, they'll say something like until sunset or until dinner, which does suggest that it may be a little bit dependent on the season.
Well, the good news is that daylight saving time started overnight, so everybody, look at your clocks right now. If it doesn't say 9:37, you're in trouble. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena. Have a good Sunday.
You too.